Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
5G networks could throw weather forecasting into chaos, by Eric Nyler. If you had a choice between a better, faster cell phone signal and an accurate weather forecast, which would you pick? That's the question facing federal officials as they decide whether to auction off more of the wireless spectrum or heed meteorologists who say that such a move could throw U.S. weather forecasting into chaos. On Capitol Hill Thursday, NOAA's acting chief, Neil Jacobs, said that interference from 5G wireless phones could reduce the accuracy of forecasts by 30%. That's equivalent, he said, to the quality of weather predictions 4 decades ago. If you look back in time to see when our forecast scale was roughly 30% less than today, it was 1980, Jacobs told the House Subcommittee on the Environment. That reduction would give coastal residents 2 or 3 fewer days to prepare for a hurricane, and it could lead to incorrect predictions of the storm's final path to land, Jacobs said. This is really important, he told Ranking Committee Member Frank Lucas, R. Oklahoma. In March, the FCC began auctioning off its 24 GHz frequency band to wireless carriers, despite the objections of scientists at NOAA, NASA, and the American Meteorological Society. This week, Senators Ron Wyden, D. Oregon, and Maria Cantwell, D. Washington, wrote to FCC Chair Ajit Pai, requesting the commission stop companies from using the 24 GHz band until a solution is found, and to delay any more of the auction. Jordan Girth, a research meteorologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has been studying this issue as part of a group at the American Meteorological Society. He says that while the FCC can switch which regions of the spectrum it allocates to phone companies, forecasters are stuck. That's because water vapor emits a faint signal in the atmosphere at a frequency, 23.8 GHz, that is extremely close to the one sold for next-generation 5G wireless communications, 24 GHz. Satellites like NOAA's GOES-R and the European MetOp monitor this frequency to collect data that is fed into prediction models for upcoming storms and weather systems. We can't move away from 23.8, or we would, Girth told Wired. As far as 5G is concerned, the administration has a priority to put 5G on the spectrum, and they thought this was an okay place to do it. It's just close to where we are sensing the weather. Girth says that wireless carriers could turn down the power emitted by 5G cell phone transmitters so they don't drown out the sensitive sensors on the satellite. NOAA and NASA want to limit the interference noise to a level closer to what is considered acceptable by the European Union and World Meteorological Organization. NOAA's Jacobs told the House committee that the number currently proposed by the FCC would result in a 77% data loss from the NOAA satellite's passive microwave sounders. He also said that experts from the two agencies are trying to work out a compromise. I'm optimistic we can come up with an elegant solution, he told lawmakers Thursday. In the meantime, Girth says this issue probably won't go away anytime soon. The FCC plans future 5G auctions for the radio frequency bands near ones used to detect rain and snow, 36 to 37 gigahertz, atmospheric temperature, 50.2 to 50.4 gigahertz, and clouds and ice, 80 to 90 gigahertz. This is not one and done, Girth added. Today it's 23.8, tomorrow it's 36. The State Department is negotiating with other nations over the interference level, which will be settled at a World Radio Conference in October. The FCC's 5G auction has reaped nearly $2 billion from both small and large wireless providers and is still underway.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.